Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Men urged to join the fight against gender-based violence. Government urged to stabilize economy through mining sector. On Madagascar strips ex-president Raiolina of citizenship as former aide arrested for money laundering. With the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. The Regional Psychosocial Support Initiative, REPSI, has stressed that men have a critical role to play in ensuring sanity in communities and preventing gender-based violence, GBV. REPSI Regional Head of Programs, Kelvin Goma, emphasized the need for men and boys being actively involved in promoting non-violent means of resolving conflict and preventing GBV. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Ngoma said that the organization is working to address this issue through its male involvement program, which aims to get men and boys more involved in the lives of children and in community development. The program also provides a platform for men to engage with experts to discuss challenges they face in executing their responsibilities, said Ms. Ngoma. He noted that men and boys are often left behind in discussions around GBV, and are not equipped with the skills and knowledge to deal with their own challenges, and this initiative is part of a broader effort to promote gender equality and prevent GBV. Mr. Ngoma further said that by engaging men and boys in this effort, organizations like REPSI hope to create a more just and equitable society for all.
The government is doing commendable work in advancing human rights. However, there's more that can be done, more in the sense that we need to have a huge investment in the preventive aspect of human rights. So when we look at basic human rights, rights to education, for instance, how are we guaranteeing rights to education in a way that it is undisrupted by different vices?
Can she be a Member of Parliament, Sunday Chanda, has expressed concern over the continued delay in paying of farmers who supplied maize and other commodities to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, during the last crop marketing season in Kanchibia constituency. Mr. Chanda highlighted that the farmers have done their part by investing their time, labor, and limited resources to produce the food that sustains the nation. He has therefore urged the FRA to expedite the release of all outstanding payments to the farmers in Kanchibia and across the country. These hard-working men and women are the backbone of our rural economy and national food security, said Mr. Chanda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chanda revealed that he has been receiving calls from farmers who are unable to meet essential family needs, unable to pay school fees as well as prepare their fields for the new farming season because their payments have not yet been processed. He has since called on the Ministry of Agriculture to ensure that systems are streamlined to guarantee timely and transparent payments in future marketing seasons.
This is not what the agricultural sector deserves. I therefore appeal to the Food Reserve Agency to expedite the release of all outstanding payments to our farmers in Kanchibia and across the country, and for the Minister of Agriculture to ensure that systems are streamlined to guarantee timely and transparent payments in future marketing seasons. Our farmers deserve more than verbal assurances, as we heard from the Minister. We need fairness, we need dignity, and we need respect for their labor.
Financial expert Francis Mwabe has called on the government to focus on stabilizing the economy as Zambia celebrates 61 years of independence, emphasizing the need to reduce the high cost of living. Mr. Mwabe said that the incentives provided to the mining sector should yield tangible results in addressing the country's economic challenges. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, he noted that Zambia can leverage its rich mineral resources to overcome current economic hardships. He highlighted cobalt as one of the key minerals with significant potential, noting its wide range of industrial and medical applications, including in the manufacture of equipment used in cancer treatment. Mr. Mwabe said that effective utilization of such minerals could help boost national revenue through increased taxes and employment creation. The government must move away from exporting cobalt in its raw form and instead establish a strong manufacturing base that will attract investment and return value to the Zambian economy, said Mr. Mwabe.
A bit of value addition that will create strong base for the manufacturing industry, especially those involved in the medical supplies, those involved in the battery making and other areas of high-tech industry. I think the government will be able to get a lot in form of the taxes and in form of employment if that is achieved.
Panos Institute Southern Africa Executive Director Vusumuzi Sifile has described Zambia's 61 years of independence as a significant milestone marking the nation's political progress and stability. He noted that Zambia has continued to uphold peace and unity despite facing various challenges over the years. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Sifile said the country's political landscape has evolved under successive governments, each contributing new policies and development initiatives, and added that Zambia's independence has not only shaped its own national identity, but has also served as an inspiration for other countries in the region. Mr. Sifile acknowledged that while Zambia continues to enjoy peace, it still faces persistent challenges such as corruption and divisive political views, which have led to a push in certain developmental trajectories the country has achieved. He emphasized that the government and various leaders must make efforts to close governance gaps that are still challenging by implementing measures aimed at curbing corruption in promoting accountability and transparency. He further commended the country's progress in social and economic development, citing investments that have led to the upgrading of health centers into hospitals, improvements in infrastructure, and the implementation of policies that continue to drive Zambia's growth and transformation. There has been commendable investment in infrastructure and health facilities, as well as progressive policies that have pushed the country to a great milestone, said Mr. Sifile.
Attainment of 61 years of independence is a great milestone that I think Zambia has commended for, because I think when you reflect on the 61 years of independence, you would see that the country has made great strides in terms of attaining peace and political stability. And we've seen the country also even being able to use that peace and political stability to influence or to shape the independence of other countries in the region.
In African news, Madagascar's former president, Andry Rajoelina, has been stripped of his nationality after fleeing the country earlier this month amid widespread youth-led protests. The news came as his former advisor, businessman Maminyaina Ravatomanga, was arrested in Mauritius on suspicion of laundering more than $160 million using assets in the country. Ravatomanga, who fled to Mauritius after Rajoelina left Madagascar, was in the custody of the police and officials of the Financial Crimes Commission, FCC, in a private clinic where he had gone to seek treatment in Port Louis, a commission spokesperson said. The spokesperson, who did not wish to be named, said Ravatomanga's arrest was related to the laundering of $163 million using assets in Mauritius. Coming up shortly, U.S. imposes sanctions on left-wing Colombian President Petro. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Net Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The U.S. has placed sanctions on Colombia's president, Gustavo Petro, accusing him of failing to curb drug trafficking and allowing cartels to flourish. The decision is the latest in a growing diplomatic dispute between the Latin American nation's first left-wing leader